Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. You know, I think every day is special, but today's really special because one of my good friends, colleagues, and somebody that you absolutely love to talk with, Dr. John Townsend, is joining me today. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Steve. Good to be here.
Well, let me tell everybody how they can be here, too. All you have to do is call us at 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number, 1-800-229-3000. And many of you know, John is the co-author with Dr. Henry Cloud, the book Boundaries. There's a new edition of that out. But John has really become one of the foremost voices in the area of Christian counseling and leadership. He has an institute and he has a leadership program. And nobody can tell us better the difference between the two than John. John, what's the difference between those two?
Steve, basically, sometimes leaders need an academic program to get a master's, because master's organization leadership is the way you go, or you can get a, you can also get a master's in counseling, get a master's in coaching, and if you want that, we're fully online. And the leadership program, different than the leadership institute program versus institute, the program is a non-academic degree where you get together with a team all around the country. We've got teams all around the country led by one of our directors, which helps you learn about emotional intelligence and strategy and vision and all that. But I've got another announcement about it, Steve. Just found out today.
What's that?
A lot of people have been saying, I want to go to the institute. I want to get a master's in counseling. I feel called to help, or get a master's in coaching, but I don't have a bachelor's degree, and so I just never had the opportunity, so I can't do it. Well, you can now. We are now rolling out the John Townsend Online Bachelor's Program. And
we're
so excited.
Cool.
Totally online. My stuff. I connect with you on it. It's a bachelor's program, which then prepares you to go on to our institute and get your master's in counseling or wherever you want to go.
So that's huge.
Yeah, we're getting it fixed up now. But I got a phone number for people.
Okay.
And the people are standing by. 800-229-1200. 800-229-1200, and you just talk to the nice person on the other end of the line and say, hey, I'm interested in the John Townsend Online Bachelor's Program, and they'll say, great, we're getting information together. What's your contact information? But now there are no obstacles to having the dream, having the vision for your career and degree.
I love it. I love it. And I tell you, when I was a bachelor, nobody helped me more than John did. So if anybody can direct a bachelor's program, it's it. Well, give them the number one more time, John, and then I'll give them the number how to join us here again.
You got it. 800-229-1200 for the John Townsend Online Bachelor's Program.
All right. There it is. And I hope and pray you're going to do this. This really could be the beginning of something spectacular. For all of you, many of you have been in lay counseling, you've been in recovery ministry. Mm. This is the time to build a huge, huge foundation. Mm. And then maybe it becomes a master's degree. Maybe it becomes a doctorate one day. All right. So now if you want to join us on the program here, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. And whenever we come back from this break, we're going to go right to the calls. Always glad to have John in today, and all the resources that you need are right there at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our featured product for July, 100 Days of Prayer. Probably the biggest advocate of that book is my mom, and I'm going to go see her tomorrow. Really excited about that. But this book, you know, if you get this little booklet or book, 100 Days, and you commit to 100 Days of Prayer, God answers prayer. A lot of times, I've said this before, we think we need to pray to get into the battle. A lot of times that battle is resolved in the time for prayer. This is a great tool, gift of any amount. I'll send it to you. You can order it there at newlife.com. We'll take this break, and we're going to come right back with more New Life Live. Glad you're with us today here on New Life.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. John Townsend. Let's go to Diane Raleigh, North Carolina. How you doing? She listens
Hi.
On our app, the New Life app. Hi. How can we help you today? What's going on?
Hi. Well, I'm calling for a friend, but I've also had this problem. A similar problem. If you have graciously accepted guests into your home for a period of time while they're in transition, and the understanding
yes.
was it was going to be 2 weeks, and then it turns into more than 2 weeks and mm-hmm. then 6 weeks, how do you disinstall them from your house?
Disinstall.
If they seem to be mm-hmm. rather entitled, it's like they feel like maybe you're a bed and breakfast.
Yeah. Yeah, here are two words. Get out. No, you don't want to do that. Yeah. So this is always fascinating to me, that somebody comes and they don't leave. And at some point it becomes over the line where it's uncomfortable to even say, what are your plans, but you have to get to that point. John, how would you don't want it to be to start with a confrontation. You want it to be a conversation. How do you crank that up, you think?
Yeah. Diane, by the way, I went to NC State in Raleigh, so I love Raleigh, and I hope you've been to the barbecue pit down there. It's the best barbecue on Hillsborough Street.
Go Pack, all I can
Go
say.
Pack. All right. Steve was right. It's a conversation, not a confrontation, and everybody needs to be started off gently. And the idea is just, first, number one, it's a sit-down meeting or a phone call. It is not something where everything's going on, you're watching kids play soccer, because it's going to take some energy. So it's got to be a dedicated time. I need to talk to you about something. And then you say, I understand things have been tough, but we need to put together a plan. The word plan is a neutral word. It doesn't mean I'm mad at you. It doesn't mean I'm judging you or I'm frustrated. Just a plan, because it's what people tell their 27-year-old when it's time to move out of the basement. We need a plan for the exit strategy. And then whatever they say, you go, I know. What they generally say if they're entitled is that they need more time. And then what you have to say, budget in your head, Diane. Okay, then if you're going to say you need to be out in another 3 days, another 7 days, and they are entitled, then you give them another three beyond that. Oh, I had no idea that you're that, whatever. Give them that, budget that, just like negotiating. Then you say, but it really has to happen then. Now, 90% of people will say, okay, and they'll grumble, but they'll do it. 10% will push harder, and then you got to come down harder. But you always start off with, so glad that, you know, you spend the time with us. We really need to get the room back and that sort of thing. And that generally works with a little bit of budget in it.
Yeah, so
it's more stating your needs, like we need to get the room back, and you don't need a big, long explanation of why.
No, exactly.
Because,
don't
like,
ever. I love that you said that.
Coming.
Don't ever get locked into the why. It's not. It's your house, and the why will tear you down. You just go, anyway, it's that time, so we need a room back. So, and you just bypass the why, Diane.
And okay. Let's just say that they were to say, well, why do you need the room back? And then you would just say this. Well, we've got other plans for other things, and they really just involve our family. Now, that's kind of a line of demarcation there, where they just involve our family. Because if people are entitled, they think they are your family, your whole life. And so, you know, really, this – and it's important – anytime somebody comes for a little while, that you have the plan in place from the beginning so they don't go from house guest to house
I got a great Bible passage. There's a great Bible passage about this guy. Remember and when Jesus told that parable about the guy that worked 1 hour and the guy that worked six, seven, or eight, and the guy that worked eight was happy and the guy that worked one was unhappy, eight was happy, and the other way around. Anyway. At the end of it, it says the master goes, can I do what I want to with what I have? Can I pay what I want to? It's my business. It's your home. Don't even make excuses. God allows ownership. Okay. Go for it.
Yeah. You know, that's And
I knew the answer was going to come down to boundaries, but it's just setting those boundaries sometimes.
Here's a phrase that I use if it gets heated. I just sum up if they need something negative, I just say, you know what, it's just not working out.
I do the same one, Steve. The one I teach people is either that doesn't work for me or that does work for me. And only a real crazy knucklehead will say, well, why is that? Most people go, oh, he doesn't work for you. So those little phrases, Diane, that Steve and I just said, they'll take you through the day.
Yeah. And when I say, you know what, it's just not working out, and they say, well, why? I just say, it's just not.
It's just not.
So, all right.
And then you go, and it won't be.
And it's painful. But look, we're talking about people that have really started to abuse someone else and take over ownership of what they don't own. All right, let's go over here, and let's now talk with, well, how about we talk with Maria from Dallas, Texas. You're on with John Townsend and Steve Arterburn here. The number, 1-800-229-3000. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I'm dealing with some things which I think are pretty big to me. And thank you for taking my call and for having this show.
Yeah, happy to do that. Okay, so what's going on?
So I'll try to put it in a succinct question. I have just, at this point in my life, just recently felt the totality of just my mom's lack of being a mom, but even worse than that, her always tearing me down, you know, my spirit, just forever, my earliest memories from her. And so I've always just... for some reason, it just some things that have happened recently with my daughter's wedding and last year, and I've just put everything together in a total picture now to seeing her pattern so clearly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just, my question is, I no longer, after being just too nice forever and trying to be forgiving, I just don't want to have anything more to do with her at all. And, but even more so than that is I'm just concerned for myself. I just want to, just be the whole person I would have been had her, poison, you know, not have been in my life all this time.
All right. I hear that. And you know, this is very similar to the last caller, and you know why? Because your mom is an unwelcome guest in your head, not in your home. And you take your head with you everywhere. And so you've got to have some peace here and some resolution. So, John, what do you think is the first step here for her to bring this to a better place for her?
Maria, can you hear me okay?
I can, thank you.
Let me give you a beginning principle. We cannot be wounded by someone that we do not need. I'm going to say that again. We cannot be wounded by someone that we do not need. When we need someone's love, appreciation, respect, consideration, all that, and we're it puts us in a dependent state on them, then when they're disrespectful, angry, condemning, controlling, critical, it just gets to the very heart of everything inside of us. And the Bible says sometimes we've got to shake the dust off our sandals. So you're drinking at the wrong trough here, and you've outgrown your mother, and it's time to stop looking for your mother to give you what a mother should give you. You've got a grown kid now. So it's time to give up the mom and get other people to love you. And so God's plan is to go from the biological family to the spiritual family and relinquish your mom. You're still nice to her, and you're polite to her, and you go see her and have tea or whatever, but you no longer need to go to your mother as a source for love, because you cannot be wounded by someone you don't need. Put your needs into other people around you that care about you and respect you and love you, and with God. Change the source, Maria.
Okay.
Okay, well, yep. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this real quick. Let me ask you something. So, who's going to be the first person that's going to re-engage here? Is your mom going to call you today or tomorrow, or would it be typical of you to be calling her?
I'm not really sure. I know I'm not planning on calling her, but typically, I would call. But to tell you the truth, ever since for about a year when this happened with my daughter's wedding, I haven't been calling as much. It was probably kind of even. She would call me, and then she would kind of say, "Well, I haven't heard from you in a long time," you know. Yeah. So, I don't know.
Well, I'm just asking that question because I want you to hear from us. It's okay not to call her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even after it's been a few days when you normally would call her, it's okay. And I want you to say that to yourself when you feel like, well, you know, I better call her. No, you know what? It's okay not to do that.
Okay.
All right? I want to send you Boundaries. I think it'll be a great book for you, and I'll send you Take Your Life Back also, because that's what you're doing. You're taking your life back from your mother, and I'm really excited about that for you. All right, let's go to Joanne, Sirius XM. Hi, Joanne. Welcome to New Life.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing? Hi.
Good, good.
How can we help you today?
I'm calling about my future relation. My daughter's getting married this year, and I've become friends with her future mother-in-law. We've become good friends, but this woman has so many health issues. She's had Lyme disease. She's overweight. She's wheelchair-bound, but partly because she's overweight. And she deals with depression. She's had a lot of dysfunction in her family. Mm-hmm. So I'm just frustrated at how to help her, because we can't do much together. We're probably, presumably, going to have grandchildren together. And I feel like that, you know, there's something more I should be doing to help her. And I don't know what that is or how to approach this.
And what's her relationship like with your future son-in-law? I'm just curious about that.
Very, very good.
What does that mean?
The family is very loving. He's the youngest child. They have a very good relationship. Their immediate family seems to be functioning fairly well, except for this codependency thing where they sort of, you know, give her what she wants, you know, as far as what to eat and things like that. She can't do shopping. She gets, you know, fed by whoever's there. So it's more the weight and the ignoring.
Yeah. I was just wondering if there was much risk of your daughter, you know, being sucked into the evil vortex of enabling something. And
I don't know. I think my daughter is fairly well aware of the whole situation.
Okay.
So I don't think that's a huge risk.
By the way, Jan, I've never heard anybody in my life say evil vortex, and I think it's a special moment on radio that Steve said it.
Well, it is, you know, if you're enabling evil, and everybody's coming
around. I just like the way it sounds, Steve, Evil Vortex.
Yeah. That's my new book, Avoiding the Evil Vortex of Enabling Behaviors, and that'll be by Simon and Shoestring, just coming out. Anyway, so, John, what do you think?
I was thinking about this. I understand the problem, but it seems to me that the principle here is that you are kind but not rescuing, meaning you allocate your job is not to help this person. We're supposed to be kind, and if you say, I mean, your job is not to get her out of a wheelchair and get her to lose weight and get her not to be depressed. That's unless you're called to do that, or somebody says that she's now your charge. Your job is to be kind and nice and to be supportive and not to spend more time doing things that would drain you than should drain you. So she's a friend. You don't know her very well. You'll do things together socially because you're kind of family now. I would take no more responsibility than that than just to be a nice person. So get the weight off of your shoulders a bit.
So, and it might be the end of a little dream that you've had of, you know, when your daughter gets married, you're going to have this great relationship and shared grandchildren and all that. But that's just your thing. Yeah. You've got to grieve that. It's not going to happen,
right.
Sounds like. But also, enough prayer and intervention, this lady can change.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 20th to the 22nd.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Yep, we are very, very back. Let's go to John, Atlantic City, New Jersey. If you want to be on the program, we're going to be here another hour and a half after this at 1-800-229-3000. John, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. Thank you for taking my call. Really appreciate it. I also benefited from a number of your books and this ministry, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. What's going on?
I'm calling because my wife has decided to pursue a separation divorce. We've been married for 20 years.
Sorry.
And I battled through, you know, working issues, working too much, roaming eyes, and then accepting email from an old girlfriend. And over the years, I've dealt with all those issues, but I think my wife feels that her value placement is not in my life, and she's wounded significantly from those things of the past. And we tried to work through those and just haven't been able to get through those. So I don't desire separation or divorce. She is. And my question is, how can I best provide love and support to my wife for her healing, but at the same time fight for our marriage?
Oh, great question. John, you want to get us started here?
Yeah. John, have you ever heard us talk about the conversation of attuning about this when it comes on the show? Because a lot of people struggle with this. Have you ever heard us talk about this?
No.
Conversation, I just call it attuning, is when you ask for an audience with your wife. Can we sit down and meet? And the goal and the agenda of the thing is only one thing. You're going to attune to everything she says about everything you've done to hurt her. And it might take 10 minutes. It generally takes longer. It could be an hour or two. And you got a legal pad and a pencil, and you just say, I want to know everything I've done, from the roaming eyes to the accepting the emails to the workaholism. And not just those things, because, honey, those are the facts. I want to know how they felt to you. I want to know how they impacted you, how they hurt you, how they made you feel. And I'm not going to interrupt, and I'm not going to say you're overreacting or underreacting or anything. I just want to know, because I got to get it. Whether you stay with me or not, I got to fix this, and I'm so sorry. So this is for you and for me and for us. And you just sit there and you say, I did that, and you write it down and you keep your mouth shut and you don't clarify. And I have seen miracles happen, because God meant our neurobiology to be attachment-based, John. She is looking for attachment. She may not want it from you anymore because of the hurt, but she wants to be attached, and you only get attached when you feel known. And for the first time, when you, John, sat down there and just listened, full eye contact, warm, writing down, so sorry about that, no editing, it could bring in that little spark where she goes away and goes, he got it. He didn't make excuses. He wasn't defensive. He cared, and he's going to go change the things that are right. I've seen that change everything.
Do you think you could do that?
Oh, yes. I tried to do a version of that, but probably not successfully. I tried to write down all the things that I've done and acknowledge them, be truthful about them.
You wrote them down, but they didn't come out of her mouth in the conversation? You wrote them down yourself?
Well, no. See, that's totally different. She shared them with me, and then I wrote down her things that she shared with me. And went back to her and even sat down with our family and shared what I did wrong and how I hurt.
Well, that's pretty good. How are you saying that you did what I said? Because that's pretty darn good, unless I missed something.
Yeah, the only thing I think might be the opportunity is just really trying to get a little bit deeper how she felt.
Yeah. It's like an impact statement you give when you're doing an intervention on somebody. I want to know, Beth, how it impacted you. Then she feels what she feels, and it's awful, and she felt ashamed and controlled and unloved and not belonging and all that awful stuff that's inside her. And now you're saying, I need to know about that. The impact of how your behavior affected her makes all the difference for you to contain it and listen to it.
Yeah, but let me ask you this real quick. When's the last time she caught you doing emails or roaming eyes? How long ago was that? Days, weeks,
8 years.
You've been doing great things for her for 8 years.
I would say, yeah. I would say how it's reoccurred, and I think that it's more recent for her, is that she challenged me about, I cared for this other, this ex-girlfriend when I accepted the email. And she
When did that happen?
And that happened like 8 years ago.
And she's saying that is the reason that she's leaving you now? She never got over that?
Yeah, because she asked me to reconnect and reconcile with this ex-girlfriend, which I didn't agree to do. I got a lot of counseling not to do that, but she said it's either you do it or we're done. I did that. And we actually, you know, tried to, but then there was another email that came in, and then I didn't respond immediately to it. And she saw it was a benign email, but it was from the ex-girlfriend. And, you know, I cut off the emails and stuff. She asked me to open it back up and make sure I can get the true reconciliation.
Okay. Reconciliation or just cutting it off? We'll talk in a minute.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and one of the reasons we do Restore is situations like we just heard with John, so that, you know, if you've messed up and you're getting your act together, and you have, well, you want to be forgiven, and you want that person who is holding that grudge to let go. And that's what Restore is all about, if you're that person. But if you're someone that is just reeling in the pain and agony over somebody being unfaithful, boy, Restore could help you. And then on July the 20th, we're in Washington, D.C. with our Marriage Intimacy Intensive, and that's going to be powerful, and we could really give you some help. But you'll have to call us and let us give you that help. Right now, Larry Sonnenberg's in the studio. Larry, let's talk about support our needs and ask some folks to come alongside us.
We'll do so, Steve. One thing.
Your microphone isn't on,
okay.
Oh, there it is.
There it
now
is.
We got it.
Good. I'll do that one thing real quick about our marriage workshop coming up. We're almost to the point where we're going to have to close it off. So I want people to start thinking about September. If you can't be one of the last 20 or 30 that we can take here, think about September.
It's wonderful that people are responding to it,
yeah,
by the
sure
way.
It sure is.
We don't take that lightly.
No.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to put John on the spot. John,
yeah, let's do.
Oh,
yeah.
Back to the intervention. Okay, yeah. I'm going to Betty Ford, and I'm going to get some help, guys.
You have supported New Life in a really strong way through the years. You're a busy guy. You've got your own things that you do. Why do you support New Life?
Gosh, that's really easy, is because I don't know a lot of other places where you can see God's answers for people that can't get the right answers, the biblical answers, the compassion answers for the toughest parts of life than the show. I mean, for so many years we've been partnering in the transformations, the breakthroughs, the healed families. the suicidals that didn't become suicidals, the divorces that never happened, the people that get their lives back, just in terms of the bearing fruit that we're supposed to do in the world, I just don't see a better return for the money. Okay. I feel like I'm just lucky to be a part of it, Larry.
Well, on behalf of New Life, I just want to say thank you because you always, you know, we have an appeal or we just, you know, out of the blue, we'll get some support from you. And it's meaningful coming from the inside from somebody who does it like you do.
Have I ever told you what happens when I go to conferences and I'm speaking and people mention the show?
No.
It's kind of weird. I'll be speaking and signing books and saying hello to people wherever I'm going. And somebody will say, I heard you on the show. I'll say, well, thank you. I hope it was helpful. And they'll go, yeah, it was good. I wouldn't be here otherwise. And I'll go, right, you wouldn't have like known what the direction or what town we're in. She goes, you don't get it. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Now, that's not like my life is a tad better or I'm a little bit happier. These are matters of gravitas and transformation. So I believe.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that, John. And, you know, we believe in you and what you do. That's why we love to tell people about what you're doing. But look, if you appreciate the things that John says that he does, if you appreciate folks saying, I'm here because I listened to a radio program right at the right time, I needed to hear somebody talk about some particular subject.
Yep.
Come alongside and help us out. Please do. Larry, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, just quickly, be one of the 6 Club New Life signups, please, that we need today. We need 6.
$30. That's
it. And I'll ask Steve to call every one of you and say thank you.
You know, I know a lot of club members, and I've never had somebody go, oh, that wasn't worth it. They all go, man, this is really good.
Yeah.
So come on board. We need your help. And thank you, Larry, for that. God bless you. Let's go right back to our calls. And how about we talk to Christy, Missoula, Montana. If I can't say Rancho Cucamonga, I'll go with Missoula, Montana. Christy, how you doing? How's it going?
I'm really good. First of all, God bless you for your ministry. I'm a Club New Life supporter.
All right. Thank you.
I listen to you as much as I can. My question is this. I've known my husband since I was 27. I worked at a restaurant he owned, but then I moved away, hadn't been around him for 20 years. His life went one way, my life went one way. We got back together. We started dating. We got married. I knew he had 4 ex-wives, but he led me to believe the reason that he had 4 ex-wives is because they were all unfaithful, whatever, and he was a victim of these terrible women. So that was fine. We live in a very small town, and so we got married, and 9 months into our marriage, which was going along well, I had a visit with a gal who he had told me her and her husband were his best friends. Well, she confided in me that he and she had this affair. It had gone on for 10 years. Her husband didn't know, and that she always thought that after each of his divorces, he'd pick her, and he never did, and I was astonished. And so I asked my husband about that. He said, nope, didn't happen. And I said, well, she says it happened. And why would she tell me that? Because she's still married to this husband. So finally pushing him, he did admit it did happen. And then because we lived in this small town, it started getting out. And literally for the next 6 months, I'm a nurse at the hospital. People I took care of, people I work with, other nurses would come up and say, well, we knew he was having an affair with her, but did you know about her? Did you know about her? And it started coming out almost weekly that there was these other women. Most of them were married. He was always married. And I was so caught off guard by this that I didn't really know what to do with it. So I came home and I said, tell me how bad it is so that I can be prepared. How many women are there? Because I keep getting caught flat-footed, and it's not fair to me. Right. And he said, it stopped 4 years ago. It stopped. I stopped doing it, and you don't have to worry about it. But I did, because it was just coming up and coming up. So we went to counseling. We sold our house. We moved 100 miles away to a different state. And everything seems to be going along well. Fast forward to now. We have been married now 4 years. And now I was reading a book, and the book is written by a girl that lives in that same town. And I said, look, I'm reading this book. This girl worked where he worked. He was kind of famous at what he did. And I said to him, this is her memoir. I said, do you think she'll mention you in this book? My motivation for asking him was just because she was writing all about this small town. Mm-hmm. He immediately got really defensive, really pissed off and said, how dare you ask me that? You're just trying to bring up my past. You're just trying to throw it in my face.
Okay,
and
so we got to get to a question really quick, though.
The question is, how do I make him not the victim when it's his mess that caused it in the first place?
Yeah, that's a question, how to not allow him to
claim
victim.
I don't know how, so I end up apologizing.
Here's a question I'd like for John to answer for you. John, faced with the fact that her husband is not honest with her, even about the past, what can she do to try to turn this thing around? And she's already allowed him to play victim here, even now, 4 years later. How does she get out of this this horrible situation where she confronts him or asks him, he denies it, she has more proof, and then he says, yeah, really happened?
Christy, he has some pretty serious what we would call pathology and brokenness. Are you guys still in marital counseling?
Well, we're not in marital counseling at this moment. We should be.
Yeah, that's number one. I mean, we can give you all the nice things to say, but the guy's going to take them, throw them back on you, play the victim card, and then make you apologize for the next 50 years unless your marriage is on the operating table. You need professionals in this thing. He's pretty severe.
When we went to counseling, the counselor, after 4 months, $4,000, all he came up with was, you just need to leave the past in the past, period. Well, that's fine. I don't bring
wrong
it up.
Counselor.
Wrong counselor.
Wrong counselor.
Wrong counselor.
That's all you did, is you figured out who not to go to.
Now, here's the right counselor. Sam, it seems to me you take very lightly the depth of the injuries you've done by the acting out in so many ways, and now what you're doing with Christy, and you keep wanting to push her past and get angry. Why is it that you can't just say, I need to know more about how I impact you, Christy. I need to know how this affects you. And even the little things, I'm going to be accountable to you for phone calls, cell, and everything because of my past. And for as long as you need it, Christy, I will be that accountable until you feel safe with me. Right, counselor?
Okay, because that never happened.
I know.
He never will own it. And if it comes up any
And you're going to listen to me.
Up.
You're going to be marginalized by yourself in the living room because he's kind of got your number. You got to get somebody, a man or a woman therapist on the outside who comes in from the system and with love and compassion, wisdom, and authority says, Sam, you're screwing up, and here's what to do. I'm going to also send you a copy of Beyond Boundaries, which is the book that I wrote about how do you know when to trust again, because there's things you got to see in people that say trust. And when they say let the past be the past, run. That ain't working.
Okay.
You know, John, I really do. I do believe in letting the past be the past. And in this instance, it's not in the past.
There you go.
That's the dilemma.
Yes.
I'd be saying to that therapist, yeah, I'm with you 100%. And we'd sure like to get this in the past. Yeah. But this guy lied to me 2 nights ago.
Yeah, and I want this therapist to be in the past now.
Yeah, really. No kidding. So goodbye. Look, people, we're not saying drag stuff up out of the past, but
the Bible says you got to redeem
right
the past. You got to dig in it and redeem
right.
it. Then this is not redeemed.
No, that's right. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back more. New Life Live up ahead. 1-800-229-3000. That's the number.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad.
He's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. All right. We've got another hour here after this one. 1-800-229-3000 to be on with Dr. John Townsend. He's one of the best ever. Let's go to Mary in Pensacola, Florida. WEGS. Hi, Mary.
Thank you for taking my call. I am a
yes.
little bit nervous right now.
Okay.
I have a question, and I need an answer today, please. My son is 38 years old, has battling alcoholism for many years, has
okay.
gone to different rehabs and the programs and never has worked anything. The last thing that he did went to Birmingham, Alabama to Redeemed Ministries that is based in a deep study of the Word and in Jesus Christ. And he had a transformation because he started really acting really well, came to visit, relapsed here in the house, went back, he called the head of the ministries, they accepted him back, and he stayed there 6 months, and now he was ready to go back to school, but that never finished, and it was only 1 year. They already accepted him in Orlando, he's in Orlando right now, and
okay.
now he calls me, and he says, Mom, I have to confess that in the second day that I was in Orlando before the school started, I relapsed and I drank.
Okay.
And I called Brandon, who is the head of the ministries, and
uh-huh.
he said that he couldn't accept me back, but however, that his cousin in Birmingham, Alabama, was going to accept him for a while. And now
okay.
my
what's the question for us?
Because
we're just
here to my house.
Okay.
Which,
yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Is the question whether or not you should allow him to come back home?
That is my question, and I have actually 3 questions. One is, should
okay.
I tell him start back in school? The school starts on Monday, and just deal with his addiction and try to overcome it. Or I cannot let you come back to the house. Or should I? And also another question: should I ask the money that I gave him for the school, and or not? So it's three. It's three
okay.
questions in one, and
right.
I need
let
him know
okay.
today.
I'll let John handle the money thing, but I'm just going to tell you, don't let him come back home. That's not going to help
mm-hmm.
him. It's going to hurt him. It's not going to help him. Don't make it easy on him. John, your thoughts?
Yep.
Yes.
I agree with I'm sorry?
How can I do that in order for him not to take it against me? You know, because
well,
I don't want a relationship to be hurt. I want to help him.
Well, you
don't want
to kill him either. You don't
want to
take him back in and enable him to drink until he's dead at age 45 or 50 either. So you have to look at the whole picture here. John, your thoughts?
Yeah. Mary, the Bible has a lot to say about we're supposed to do the right thing and tell the truth, even though people get mad at us and crucify us and kill us and beat us up and they're angry at us. So you can't make your highest priority that he won't be upset. He needs to be upset so he keeps growing. So don't worry about the, I'll make him upset. That's a really bad value to have in life. You'll be miserable. In terms of the money, if you've got resources so that it doesn't really hurt you, if you don't need the money and he would use it for school, yeah, I would. That'd be fine. If he's not going to go to school, and wait a minute. He's still using. No, I wouldn't want him to go to school. No, you got to get the money back. You need to get the money back and tell him you get the money again when you're clean and sober for a long time, and then I'll be glad to help you. You got to get it back. It's going to go in a bad place in his life.
You know, you've got this great verse. I quote it all the time, Jeremiah 6:16, where it says, you know, stand at the crossroads, consider which way to go, find the old godly way. And the old godly way is for him to carry his own load now. And you carrying that and you always being a backup, it's just allowing him to stay in that same state that he's been in. And so I want to encourage you, you need to be going to Al-Anon and listening to what they're saying and hear the results of other folks when they finally set that boundary. No, I'm not an option. I'm not going to enable this to happen anymore. I hope that that's helpful to you. Now, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and then I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible. I want you to send that to him because that could change everything for him as he's trying to find a means toward recovery. You don't want him coping better. You want him to come to the end of himself and finally surrender to a God who loves him. Well, we're just about out of time. If you're on the line, hold on. We'll do another program right after this. And if you want to join us on that program, that phone number, 1-800-229-3000. That is the number, 1-800-229-3000. Now, we've mentioned a lot of things that we're doing. The next thing we're doing, of course, is, and as Larry said, we've almost filled up here, it's our marriage weekend. That's on July the 20th. We're also going to do it in September. You could come to that. But, you know, you don't have to need any kind of workshop to call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We may have a book, a resource. There may be a video, a CD, a DVD. But we're never going to know what you need unless you call us. So just want to encourage you, pick up that phone. I know it can weigh about 2,000 pounds when you really need the help. But you pick up that phone and you call us and let us help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And then before I have John talk to us a little bit more about what he's doing, I just want to ask you to support us, help us here. Just as John said, he believes in this program. He supports it. If you can possibly spare $30 a month to be part of Club New Life, you know, every time we have 1,000 people sign up for Club New Life, that's another $30,000 a month that we can use to pay for the very, very expensive cost of being on Christian radio. And you can be the reason that we get to stay on right there in your area. And you can find out all about that by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number to call if you can help us. 1-800-NEWLIFE. And you can also go to the website newlife.com. But John, as we close out the program, let's encourage people, and especially I just love it that now if you're a lay counselor, if you're a person, you've been driving a truck, you've been an engineer, whatever, and you'd like to really get some formal training in counseling, there is an option that's available to you now. Tell everybody about it again.
Yep. With the Townsend Institute, Steve, you can get an online master's in counseling, leadership, or coaching. And we just are rolling out, if you don't have a bachelor's degree, because a lot of people say, I'd love that. I have the dream. I feel called. I feel the vision. I want to do it. Now you can get your bachelor's degree with me online. And it's the John Townsend Online Bachelor's Program. We're rolling it out now. Lots of information. 800-229-1200. 800-229-1200, and let's get your dream going.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Really, it is, it's incredible what our longer life expectancy give us the opportunity to do. And, you know, if you're approaching retirement or you're in it, you think about it, 4 years from now, whatever age you're going to be, you're going to be that age anyway. You could have a bachelor's degree
in counseling.
You're going
to be that age anyway, true.
That's right. So why not do something and make it very, very special? And we'd love for you to do that. And, John, give the phone number one more time where they could call for that information.
800-229-1200.
800-229-1200. And then our number here, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us or if you need some help, it's the same number. And for the radio program that we're about to tape right now, you can join us on that at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Many of you are under tremendous stress and tremendous pressure. It's not just of this world, you know, the real battle. It's fought in the underworld or the overworld. Ask God to help you. Ask God to deliver you. Ask God to be there for you. We love you. You call us, 1-800-229-3000. New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.